my first time on the mat and why I kept coming back. My journey to yoga started out as an accident. I never intended to take up yoga. This is how it happened. I volunteer for an organization that requires us to participate in yoga classes when we are training to work with them. All my life, I'd been a runner in one guise or the other, initially playing hockey and finally spending 20 odd years orienteering. Never very good at any of them, but enjoyed it all, knocking a good bit of fun out of it on the way. When I was invited to participate in the Mastery Foundation, I made the request to run instead in the mornings around the beautiful grounds, which included a wonderful lake and lots of wildlife. My request was refused, and it was explained to me that the worth of the yoga practice was practicing with others. I have to say I was a bit pissed off, but resolving to trust the process, join the early morning yoga class. I often imagine it to myself as being dragged kicking and screaming onto the mat. I wasn't 10 minutes into the practice when it occurred to me, how was it that I'd never come to yoga before? I absolutely revelled in the movement, feeling my body come alive under the gentle rhythm of the class. Feeling that body awareness and the start of that inward journey, finishing with a few minutes of full body relaxation. I was stunned, and at the same time, noticing all resistance to the practice had vanished. At the end of class, I went up to the teacher at the time, an American lady, asking her what kind of yoga was it and where could I learn more about it. She explained it was called Anusara and apologised that she didn't know where I could learn it in Ireland. When I came home from my training, I of course got on it straight away. That was in the autumn. The following January, I signed up for a 100-hour yoga immersion down in Dublin, and the rest is history. That was back in 2008. Teaching yoga was also never on the radar, as I was teaching organic gardening at the time down in the organic centre in Leitrim, and I thought I don't need any more teaching in my life. But one thing led to another, and yes, I qualified as a teacher a couple of years later. Today, even though I have osteoporosis, my body is as strong and flexible as it was when I was in my 40s. I have no stiffness or pain, my posture is upright, and every day I appreciate the power of yoga and how it gives me a good quality of life, especially as I am moving on through life. So perhaps it has never occurred to you to take up yoga, or indeed, like me, you've actively resisted the idea of yoga. I suggest you give it a chance. You never know what may happen. You're never too old for yoga. You can come to yoga with the body you have today, not the one from 20 years ago. So long as you are curious or willing to trust the process, yoga will deliver all the benefits to enjoy an active, healthy, and connected life.